You're listening to Ear Candy here on Local FM. I'm Mark O'Connor, spinning the sweet tunes for the next hour. Going to make your day a little bit brighter, a little bit better, all in all, at the end of the show. Going to start off with a few songs that have a bit of a rap element wrapped in a pop plastic. That is, they're pop songs and with different genres. A little bit of country, a little bit of folk, and then something that was actually straight up pop, but packaged from a rap artist. So we're going to see how rap has infiltrated the pop world completely and utterly. Yes, indeed, that's what we're going to do. We're going to start with a track from my favorite Lucinda Williams record. It's a record called World Without Tears. Oh, she made it a long time ago, maybe 15 years ago. A while. And this one here is called Sweet Side, here on Ear Candy.
Yourself a ragged trying to be strong. You feel bad when you're doing nothing wrong. Love got all confused with anger and pride. So much abuse on such a little child. Someone you trusted told you to shut up. Now there's a pain in your gut that you can't get rid of. No one heard your screams when you were nine. When bad dreams filled your summer at times. So you don't always show your sweet side. 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 You tough as steel and you keep your chin up. You don't ever feel like you're good enough. You had the blues ever since you were six. Your little tennis shoes and your pickup sticks. You were screamed at and kicked over and over. Now you always feel sick and you can't keep a lover. Every Christmas there were presents to unwrap, but the things you witnessed when you were five and a half. So you don't always show your sweet side. 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 Someone deserted you, the damage is done. You don't deserve to be loved by no one. Hands that would feed you when you were two were the same hands that beat you black and blue. You get defensive at every turn. You're overly sensitive and overly concerned. Few precious memories, no lullabies. Hollowed out centuries of lies. You don't always show your sweet side. 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 In the kitchen cooking me supper. I listened to your pitching and I watched you suffer. I still love you, baby, cause I know you don't mean to do the cruel things you do. I seen you sewing buttons on your shirt. I seen you throwing up when your stomach hurt. I stick by you, baby, through thick and thin, no matter what kind of shape you're in. Cause I seen your sweet side. I seen your sweet side. I seen your sweet side. I seen your sweet side, baby. I seen your sweet side. I seen your sweet side, baby. I seen your sweet side.
Glade to a town on the roof with my girl. Just our kind of beauty, this view of the world. To the south like a mouth, the hills black as night. Strange lights seen from sights, float like devilish kites. The heights unknown, unfounded, unguessed, unnamed. To the west is the river, black river's insane. Where the tall grass trees hide you deep in their leaves. Where the Holy Ghost moves like the swarming of bees. Lost souls and strangers, beggars and grangers, and gamblers and spangers, drunks laying in mangers, in caves and on cliffs, and holes in the ground. Some men make their mark, yeah, some make not a sound. Out east run the mountains like fangs they be touting. Volcanic fountains and darkness expoundings like wise men of old. In the cold they be told, think twice or behold, you bold words sound like gold. Up north is the fields where the humble man kneels. In the dirt, the soil, toil brings a ball. Yeah, I worked in them fields, struggled under the sun with a quad and a gun till my work there was done. Then I slipped through the cracks, ended up on the tracks, and I never looked back except these rhymes like a map. And I see it all clear through the haze of my mind. Up and glade through a town, take a hit, stay wild.
Mistaken, try to make it to second base. Men drew lines, young boys drew knives. Every study, everybody had to lie.
Way back.
After lunch used to be so naive. All jaws you bought stories and soul bottles. Living in the world of superheroes and role models. Big deals out of limits and fringes. Stop and start throwing shopping carts off bridges. Men of the rodeo and women of burlesque. Epic battles and apples on the teacher's desk. Crying wolves awakened in a cave. Weakness, secrets taken to the grave. The bigger, the better. Unfair and so drastic. Things made of wood, long days and no plastic. Floozies weighed a ton. 45th, 33rd, limits untested. First kisses and dirty words. Devils in the details, God saw everybody. Bad joke, but ha ha, very funny.
Way back when,
solid gold, that song on the radio's nice.
Way back when,
solid gold, that song on the radio's nice.
Way back when,
solid gold, that song on the radio's nice.
Way back when,
solid gold, that song on the radio's nice.
Way back when,
cause it ain't like it was in the old days.
Way back when,
cause it ain't like it was.
It ain't like it was in the old days. Oh, when I was a young fella, things were really different than they are today. People, the young kids, they have no clue. Well, maybe they have a clue. I don't know. The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. That was Buck 65 off a record called The Situation, a track called Way Back When. You know, there's always a line in songs that sometimes stick out to me. They just always grab me. Every time I hear the song, it's like, oh, that line just sets itself apart from all the other lyrics. It's the one that's memorable for whatever stupid reason. That's just how it goes with songs sometimes. And in that song, the line that sticks out for me is, bad joke, ha-ha, very funny. And that is such a maritime thing. Is that a Canadian thing, coast to coast to coast? I don't know. Certainly a maritime expression from way back when. And in fact, I think my sister probably still says it. I make a joke and she just assumes that it's bad. It's me and it's a joke. It's got to be bad. Ha ha, very funny. I'm sure she still says that. The song before that, Blitz and Trapper, off of 7, VII. Wouldn't just do to have it the number 7. You have to have Latin numerals. And a track called Oregon Geography. Oregon, because, hey, that's where they're from. I suppose they could have called it Portlandia Geography, because that's kind of where they're from specifically. But they didn't. They called it Oregon Geography. Oh, my goodness. And that song is kind of like, what is that? That's kind of Boxcar Willie if he discovered rap. If Boxcar Willie was born today and was doing his thing, I think it kind of sounded like that. It's this kind of rustic folk, I don't know, hobo railcar rap. Weird stuff. I mean, catchy, inventive, original, all that stuff. I love it. I hope you loved it too. And then we had kind of a country song, lots of weeping side guitars, but up-tempo track from Lucinda Williams off of World Without Tears. Ooh, could you imagine that, a world without tears? But then you would never necessarily appreciate the sun and the smiles and the joy. You have to have a little rain to appreciate the sunshine too. Without rain and sun, things don't grow. I think that's a lyric. Somebody wrote that somewhere. I think my whole life is absorbing lyrics. The lyric that stood out for me in that Blitz and Trapper song was, some men make a mark, some men make not a sound. Some men make a mark, some make not a sound. I'm thinking, yeah, I guess so. But you know what? That doesn't mean that it's necessarily a good mark you leave. There's people who have made a mark in history. We remember them, but not for the right reasons. Is this a case of all publicity is good publicity? I don't know about that. Anyway, that's the line that stood out for me. And if that was a little bit of a rap set, the next one is going to be very urban. But I'm going to challenge my listeners out there. There's one or two of you. I know there are. We're going to challenge you on this one. I'm going to play 3 songs. And one of them is a Nelly Furtado song. Now, she's fairly famous. But the first record for me, the first record she did was very unique. It was very sui generis. Didn't sound like anything else. It's like, where did that come from? Wow, I don't know what the antecedent is. I don't know where that came from. It's brilliant. Now, the work that she's done since then actually doesn't appeal to me at all. I just think, what happened to this musical genius that just burst onto the scene? But, you know, maybe the problem with genius, Albert Einstein would tell you after 1905, as he tried to live up to the genius of that year and his 3 miracle papers, what they call the miracle year for him, and all the advancements in physics and science that he ushered in, not so easy to just do it again. Give us more. Give us more brilliance. Give us more of the most amazing thing. He spent the rest of his life trying to do that. Well, maybe in her way, Nelly's got the same challenge. So, you know, I'm just saying that the first record is up my alley, blew my mind, and what's come after is, yeah, you know, she's had some other successes, so other people like it. That's the thing about music, is you never know who's going to like it, and you should never worry too much of someone. It doesn't appeal to someone. Either it strokes the pleasure center in your brain, or it doesn't. That's kind of how music is. Anyway, here's what we're doing. 3 songs, 1 song by Nelly Furtado, and I want you to pick out which one it actually is. Now, you may not be familiar with her oeuvre, but the other artist being played in this set sounds so much like her. It's like, oh, there's the real follow-up to that first record. It's a different artist altogether. I'm not going to tell you, well, I will tell you the artist's name because it's the challenge is for you to figure out which songs are which. Her name is, I think it's pronounced Sheila Sue, though it's spelled S-E-L-A-H, and she's from Belgium. So there's an export besides chocolate, right? And waffles. You've got Sheila Sue as well. So three songs, and yeah, listen close and see if you can tell who is who. Right? Kind of a fun little game. If you're into it, you might be into it. Oh, come on. I know you're into it. Yeah. All right, let's go. This is Ear Candy and Mystery Artist. Is it Nelly Furtado or isn't it? Is it Memorex or not? Let's go.
Destined to you, hey man, don't look so angry. You're real close to figuring me out. We are a part of a circle. It's like a Mobius strip, and it goes round and round until it loses the lead. There's a shadow. Behind your eyes, and I've got so many questions that I want to ask you. I am so tired of mirrors. Pour me a glass of your back, but they only send me more. I look at myself in the mirror. Am I vital today? Hey man, I let my conscience get in the
you and what we used to say. So I say come up and there's a freedom fighter. He's handling the choice, and I know that. The dear ragamuffin is a one-off friend. What you see is what you really did in the end. But what you ever gonna do, I don't know. The dear ragamuffin shall not fall it down. Cause he is the wisdom of a not to fool around. But why don't you be good and see on the ground? Yes. You never had it easy, I know. But I still remember you and what we used to have, so this is my song for you, my friend. You can only see that I will never forget. Yeah, yes. Ooh, 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 yeah. Ooh, 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 yeah. Ooh, 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 yeah. Ooh, 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 yeah. Ragamuffin is the one of the friend. What you see is what you really did in the end. But what you ever gonna do, I don't know. Dear ragamuffin, should I not fall it down? Cause he is the wisdom of a not to fool around. But why don't you be good to see on the ground?
Shaky steps in the middle of the day. A fire in my path and a cool decay. Limb, a tooth under my skin. All freedom where I begin. I'm changing my inflection and how I say the words. Maybe it'll sound like something they've never heard. Oh, death of the party. I picked up the chalice mask. In my bones that I know so well. I keep my head low, low, low to avoid the sweat. But it'll be cold in hell, it'll be cold in hell before they put me in that chamber. So I'm cleaning up as fast as I can. I'm cleaning up as fast as I can. Cause you can't unbreak what you break. You can't unfake the very fake. What you pray, party's just begun, party's just begun.
party's just begun. Yes, party's just begun. You're listening to Ear Candy, and I'm under the gun, and I'm under the party gun. I'm Mark O'Connor, and I guess we had a little contest amongst the two of you out there, and no one called in. I should have probably given you the number, 6485925. If you happen to want to call in, I'd be happy to hear from you. Anyway, the contest was, and there was cash prizes. I have a penny for the winner, but no one called in to claim the penny, so which song was the Nelly Furtado song? Guess what? It was a trick. There was two Nelly Furtado songs and one Sheila Sue song. Could you tell which was who, though, really, honestly? Yeah, I don't know if you could. Anyway, we heard Hey Man and Party. That's Nelly Furtado. And sandwich in between, we heard Ragamuffin, Sheila Sue. Oh, yeah. That's just the way it is. And maybe I should try and tell you what the records were. What is that famous Nelly Furtado record I rave on about? I think it was self-titled, I think. And Ragamuffin came from a self-titled record called Sheila Sue. Emulation and imitation and the sincerest form of flattery and plagiarism and all that stuff. Not that I found Ragamuffin to be... It's a unique song. It's cool. It's not copycat stuff, but her voice and the overall sound that she's using is like, yeah, that Nelly Furtado record has had a clear impact. And apparently this Sheila Sue is very popular in Europe. So she, as of right now, hasn't made much of a dent in North America, but on the other side of the pond, yeah, she's popular. Just saying. All right, the next set I'm throwing out there to Jordan Vale. He's a DJ here at Local FM. He does a show called Hipsters Hate Us. It's a syndicated program. It's heard in various stations across Canada, like Ear Candy. So, you know, you might be hearing the shows back-to-back somewhere else. That's the way that goes. And I tell him, Jordan, it's not true. I said, I'm hip. I'm a hipster. I don't hate you. Right? So just, you know, just so you understand. I actually like your show. It's a good show. And he sent me a message on Facebook to say, hey, I was up for some Beach Boys. I'm in a Beach Boys mood and I see you're planning to play some Beach Boys. This is fantastic. And actually what I'm doing is I'm going to play you three songs, one by Diane Coffey, one by the Beach Boys, one by the Beatles, in that order. And they're all kind of connected sonically. And everyone talks about the Beatles versus the Stones, but really, from the Beatles' perspective, it was the Beatles versus the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys were the ones that inspired them and made them feel competitive. And a lot of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is very much inspired by the Beach Boys record Pet Sounds. Now, maybe the Beatles won the competition because Brian Wilson seemed to have gone off the rails and just couldn't top himself after Pet Sounds and Good Vibrations, but that's a whole other story. So we're going to hear Lovely Rita because I think of all the Beatles songs that they were sort of trying to one-up the Beach Boys, that's the one that's sonically Beach Boys territory for me, even though I guess Paul McCartney was trying to write the ultimate pop song. That's a fail, Paul. You've written lots of great pop songs, and this one's good. But, you know, people wouldn't go, oh, the Beatles, Lovely Rita. You know, it's not in the same category as Hey Jude. And then Diane Coffey, because it owes a lot. It owes a lot to the Beach Boys, I think. But it's a very ambitious song in the same way that Good Vibrations was an extremely ambitious song. I mean, it's a rhapsody. It's a multi-part song. And just that alone requires lots of editing and hard work and creativity and imagination. You have to kind of, you know, what makes you think the song is going to go this way? What makes you think of all these different parts and how they fit together and what you're trying to accomplish with them in terms of its feel? It's really quite something. And Brian Wilson did that with Good Vibrations, and Diane Coffey, who is a.k.a. Sean Fleming, does it with Spring Breeze. So let's just get going. I'm going on and on and on. So this is going out to my bud, Jordan Vale. You want to catch Hipsters Hate Us here on Local FM. He usually airs the program live on Thursdays at 5. No, I'm wrong. Thursdays at 6 p.m. So an hour and a half from this particular moment in time. So you want to tune into that. And yes, let's get going. Diane Coffey starting with this Beach Boys inspired little mini set here on Ear Candy.
Through my skin, lay me down on frozen ground. My eyes begin to spin. just love you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life could still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Thank you.
I have to admit, it's an unusual premise in a song to go, hey, I was getting a parking ticket, and I decided to hit on the parking meter maid. Wow. I mean, yeah, I guess there's all kinds of strange ways that people get together, but Paul McCartney, wow, I have to say, that's a little bit of a different one. I was just thinking if somebody ever thought of doing that in Canada, maybe you get a speeding ticket and you go, hey, would you like to go out for coffee and talk it over? That may not go over so well is what I'm thinking. So it may work in a song, but not real life. So don't take too much from that song, I guess is what I'm saying. The show is Ear Candy. I am Mark O'Connor. And we kind of did a Beach Boys inspired set there. You think, hey, that is the Beatles. I know the Beatles, but yeah, it's the Beach Boys. You know, that's off of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And again, it's always Beatles versus the Stones, but you didn't see on the album cover of Sgt. Pepper's Welcome Beach Boys, you saw Welcome the Rolling Stones. You don't do that if you're feeling threatened and competitive, right? So just saying that, you know, they're on record that they were inspired by Pet Sounds. And we heard God Only Knows from that record, Pet Sounds. And we heard Spring Breeze, Diane Coffey. Oh yeah, speaking of coffee and parking tickets, well, just the coffee part. And that's off of a record called Everybody's Good Dog. Everybody's a Good Dog. I'm sorry, Everybody's Good Dog. Come on. You got to put the articles in for it to make any sense. Everybody's a Good Dog. I'm a good dog. Ruff, ruff. You a good dog? I hope so. I think so. Everybody's a good dog, according to Diane Coffey. All right. Let's just keep the show. I kind of got a bit of a mishmash set of songs here towards the end of the show. Songs don't always have to have some great overarching theme, do they? No. No, no. Gonna play something from the Sheepdogs off of Future Nostalgia. And people might get nostalgic because it seems like the Sheepdogs are kind of on hiatus because the brothers, Ewan Curry, who's the main songwriter and main driver of the Sheepdogs, and his brother, Seamus, who jumped on board when they finally got some notice and attention, made a record called Bros, B-R-O-S, all caps. And I'm led to understand that's even more popular. The Bros is more popular, maybe even way more popular than the Sheepdogs, which, wow, I wouldn't have thought that. So, you know, in the future, we may get nostalgic for the Sheepdogs and see them come back. But in the meantime, I guess you should check out BROAS. But we're going to hit an instrumental track called Jim Sullivan from Future Nostalgia. Going to hear something from Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie called Love is Here to Stay, and a little story from Sinead O'Connor. Yeah. Let's do it here on Ear Candy. Thank you.
will do what I do best. The wind blows one way. Time goes, but love is here to stay.
Swing and sway, take my mind. must be blind or out of his tiny mind, 'cause he wants to do me right. He wants to do me right. Say, come here, baby, let me tell you a little story about a man who wants his glory.
That's from a record called I'm Not Bossy, I'm the Boss, from Sinead O'Connor. No relation, I'm Mark O'Connor. And the show is Ear Candy, and we're coming towards the end of our time. I'll just tell you what we played that last set, and then we'll get in last tune in. That was Little Story, Sinead O'Connor, Love is Here to Stay, from Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie, two stalwarts of the classic lineup of Fleetwood Mac. And Jim Sullivan, an instrumental from the Sheepdogs off a record called Future Nostalgia. And then we're going to hear something from a record called Panther in the Dollhouse, a very Pink Panther, sorry, kind of looking record from White Horse, who aren't from White Horse. It's Luke Doucette and Melissa McClellan. They live in Toronto. I think Luke hails from Manitoba. But maybe they had a good gig in White Horse and they just decided to name their musical partnership White Horse. But they're a married couple, and we're going to hear a track off of Panthers in the Dollhouse called Pink Kimono, which is what you think it's about. I'd say it's about married sex at that. My baby mama in a pink kimono is the kind of key line, the key thing that jumps out at you. That seems like a lovely thought and everything, right? I think that's a great way to end the show. You know, with a little bit of marital sex talk, sex therapy. Nah, I don't know what it is. Anyway, the track is Pink Kimono. Let's make a date next week, same time. This is Pink Kimono from White Horse here on Ear Candy.
Do me too. Ooh, all the things I wanna do to you.